Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 22, 1805. A stormy, miserable day. The wind, rain, and sea continue to batter the expedition's camp at Baker Bay. Captain Clark writes about this horrible day.
Some little rain all the last night with wind. Before day, the wind increased to a storm from the south-southeast and blew with violence, throwing the water of the river with immense waves out of its banks, almost overwhelming us with water. Oh, how horrible is the day! The storm continued all day with equal violence accompanied with rain. Several Indians about us, nothing killed. The waves and breakers flew over the camp. One canoe split by the tossing of those waves. We are confined to our camp and wet. Purchased some Wapato roots, for which was given brass armbands and rings of which the squaws were fond. We find the Indians easy ruled and kept in order by a stricter indifference towards them. Captain William Clark, November 22, 1805.
The waters at the mouth of the Columbia are treacherous and difficult to navigate. A sandbar lies across the entrance that could only be crossed at high tide. Today there are levees out in the ocean that make navigation somewhat safer, but it remains quite dangerous to try to cross in light craft and proceed out to sea. The story is told of a cry of warning often given, "Heave to or you'll drown." Many wrecks lie offshore of those that did not heed this warning. The mouth of the Columbia is a body of water of about 180 square miles. The river here is the border between Washington and Oregon. Tomorrow, sea otter skins for sale.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.